he rushed through the opening in the limestone, ready to overcome the criminal and recover his possessions. Instead, the tenseness immediately left his body at the sight that confronted him. A small candle, forced between a cleft in the cave wall, shone faintly on a bearded man and a young woman huddled closely together. At their feet, in a hollowed-out stone that usually held cattle fodder, slept an infant. Hafid knew little of such things, but he sensed that the baby was newborn from the child's wrinkled and crimson skin. To protect the sleeping infant from the cold, both the man's and the woman's cloaks covered all but the small head. The man nodded in Hafid's direction while the woman moved closer to the child. No one spoke. Then the woman trembled, and Hafid saw that her thin garment offered little protection against the dampness of the cave. Hafid looked again at the infant. He watched, fascinated, as the small mouth opened and closed, almost in a smile, and a strange sensation passed through him. For some unknown reason, he thought of Leisha. The woman trembled again from the cold, and her sudden movement returned Hafid from his daydreaming. After painful moments of indecision, the would-be seller of goods walked to his animal. He carefully untied the knots, opened his pack, and withdrew the robe. He unrolled it and rubbed his hands over the material. The red dye glowed in the candlelight, and he could see the mark of Pathros and the mark of Tola on its underside, the circle in the square, and the star. How many times had he held this robe in his tired arms in the past 3 days? It seemed as if he knew every weave and fiber of it. This was indeed a robe of quality. With care, it would last a lifetime. Hafid closed his eyes and sighed. Then he walked swiftly toward the small family, knelt on the straw beside the infant, and gently removed first the father's tattered cloak and then the mother's from the manger. He handed each back to its owner. Both were too shocked at Hafid's boldness to react. Then Hafid opened his precious red robe and wrapped it gently around the sleeping child. Moisture from the young mother's kiss was still on Hafid's cheek as he led his animal out of the cave. Directly above him was the brightest star Hafid had ever seen. He stared up at it until his eyes filled with tears, and then he headed his animal through the path that led toward the main road, back to Jerusalem and the caravan on the mountain.